Welcome to Fun Times with Prathamesh and Pranya. And actually, this is going to be whether there is it is part one, and then there is also part two and part three, part four, part five, and part six. We'll tell them one by one. This is about weather. Of course, we need to start what is weather if we're going to do the first part of extreme weather episodes. Weather by Justin McCordy Martin, Scholastic. Chapter 1. What is weather? Chapter 2. Changing seasons. Chapter 3. Measuring weather. Chapter 1. What is weather? Look out at the window. What do you see? You see today's weather. It could be rainy, sunny, snowy, or anything else. The weather is always changing. It can be sunny, it can be cloudy, it can be rainy, or even super snowy. A falling raindrops actually are very small. Like a million of them would fit in a liter. Why does it rain? Clouds are filled with teeny drops of water. The drops grow and grow. When the drops get too heavy to hang in the air, they fall down as raindrops. Why does it snow? When it is very cold, the water inside clouds freeze. Then they fall down as fluffy white snowflakes. Chapter 2. Changing seasons. Every year we get to join four fantastic seasons. Chilly winter is followed by warm wet spring. Next comes hot summer, then comes cool crisp fall. Around and around the four seasons go. You might already know it, but I'm going to ask you a question. Which season is your very favorite? Why does the weather change with the seasons? The earth revolves around the sun. In winter, the part of the earth where the United States is tilts away from the sun. This makes the weather colder. In summer, the part of the earth where the United States is tilts toward the sun. This makes the weather hotter. It also gives us more hours of sunlight. Chapter 3. Measuring weather. Some people have the important job of figuring out how weather will change. They are called weather forecasters. Satellite. Takes pictures high above from Earth. These pictures tell us about the weather. Weather forecasters use special tools like this, like a weather station, to gather information about the air. They also use pictures taken by satellites in space to see if storms are coming. 90 degrees Fahrenheit is hot. 30 degrees Fahrenheit is cold. A thermometer is a tool you can use to measure the temperature. A high number means it's hot. A low number means it's cold. Rainbows happen when sunlight shines through falling raindrops. What other weather tools you can use? Your five senses. You can feel wind. You can taste snow. You can hear thunder. You can smell rain. You can see a rainbow. Glossary. Fahrenheit. A scale used to measure temperature. Revolve. To travel around. Satellite. A spacecraft that orbits Earth and sends back pictures. Thermometer. A tool used to measure temperature. Tilt. to lean to one side. Weather forecaster. Weather forecaster. A person who studies and predicts weather. Weather station. Weather station. A place where weather information is gathered. Comprehension questions. Can you name four kinds of weather? Can you name the four seasons? Can you name three ways people can get information about the weather? Thank you for reading part one. Bye.